BBC Radio Lancashire. Tea time with myself, Glenn Hunt. I've heard this about in the news at 5 with David Bailey before. Blackpool's ultra-swimming superstar being in town tomorrow. But to watch the swimmers rather than swim herself, it's Julie Bradshaw who brought back the once annual event of the peer-to-peer swim last year, and it's returning tomorrow in what she hopes will once more become a yearly fixture. You'll hear Julie list some of the incredible swims she's done in just a moment, but first, she runs through what tomorrow's event involves as she met our Blackpool reporter Alison Butterworth by some running water.
It's an iconic swim. Go past Blackpool Tower. So we start at the Sandcastle Water Park. That's where the registration is. And we take the tram up to North Pier. We start at North Pier, and Blackpool Beach Patrol under manager Richard Williams will let us know when we start. So that starts at 9:30.
Entries are closed, I believe.
It's a full swim for tomorrow. Funnily enough, I've just had one person drop out just of illness. So I've just this minute seeing if anybody wants us to actually just go in.
And how fit will the swimmers have to be? It's not just something you can go in and think, I'll have a do.
No, it's the prerequisite that you've got to have swam in open water beforehand, at least probably 1-2 seasons of open water. Swimmers are allowed to wear either wetsuits or go without a wetsuit. It's a 1.6 mile swim, so they must have had some experience in open water. There's a big difference between the swimming pool transitioning to actually going in the sea.
Open water swimming has really taken off in the last couple of years, hasn't it? It's all things triathlon and that kind of thing.
It's since the advent of the long distance in the Olympics some years ago, when they actually allowed wetsuits in there. So what's happened is people have got into the open waters, they can use wetsuits. So, I mean, I've obviously always done it since my first channel swim without a wetsuit. There were none in those days.
And just remind people of the tasks that you have undertaken, because you're known for your channel swims. There's the open water swims and the Lake District swims. Just run through some of the stuff that you've done.
Well, Blackpool peer-to-peer swim is special because that's where I did a lot of my training, at the Blackpool Open Air, Blackpool Sea and St Anne's Open Air. And obviously I became the fastest British junior to swim the Channel when I was 15. I've done a four-way Lake Windermere swim, the First Ladies, and then I've done various other ones. Recently, back in 2002, swam the Channel Butterfly, for which I still hold the world record, and then obviously swam around Manhattan Island on Butterfly back in 2011.
So you swim tomorrow?
Unfortunately not. No, I'm left organising, so that's the whole thing. You know, a safe, fun, organised event, which is special to me, and to get other swimmers to swim in this iconic piece of water.
How long will it take the good swimmers to complete that?
Based on last year, the fastest ones were in within about sort of 30, 40 minutes.
Small potatoes for you then?
Well, the longest I've ever swam was my four-way Lake Windermere, which took me 23 hours, 17 minutes. It's the whole distance is 42 miles. It's the equivalent of a two-way English Channel swim. And it was cold in those days, not like today.
Is open water warming up? Do you notice the heat difference?
Crikey, yes. It's warmed up so much. Like, for example, there's more and more people now swimming the Channel because the water's got a lot warmer. I mean, this time of year, 20 years ago, it would have been probably maximum about 14 degrees. Now you're talking of 19. Like, Windermere gets so much hotter.
That peer-to-peer swim is tomorrow morning from North Pier, and it starts at 9:30 if you want to go along and cheer everybody on.